the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it has been told to them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God sure has a pattern and a habit of choosing misfits, nobodies, ragamuffins, and losers. He sure does. He sure calls the misfits, ragamuffins, losers, and nobodies to carry out his work, does he not? For example, the Lord God, he called the nation of Israel, a slave nation, to be his people. He chose David, a shepherd of all people, to be a king. In the New Testament, he called several dumpy fishermen and a tax collector to be his closest followers, Peter and Matthew and Andrew and James and so forth. He even called a religious zealot named Paul, a Pharisee, one who did his best to stamp out the kingdom of God, but he called him to be an apostle. Now, contrary to popular opinion, and staying consistent with his pattern of choosing misfits and nobodies and losers and ragamuffins, God did not announce the birth. He did not announce the birth of his child, this Christ child, to the greatest theologians in the synagogues of the day. And he did not announce it to the prestigious priests in the temple. Instead, the Lord does the exact opposite. The announcement of Jesus' birth goes towards the least likely of all people in the land, to the shepherds. Yes, we need to add shepherds to the list. Shepherds to that list of losers and ragamuffins and misfits. Indeed, the message of Christmas, the message of the Son of God being born into time and space from heaven above, is given not to theologians, not to the priests, but to scruffy shepherds out in the field. Now, keep in mind, these shepherds had nothing special about them. They were a rough bunch of people, working a manual labor job with relatively no pay. They were most likely known as being religiously inconsistent with their piety. However, God's word, it comes to them. It comes to these shepherds through the messenger, the angel of the Lord. Now, typically, when angels come to us as human beings, when it comes to human beings, humanity is struck with fear and terror. Who would not be afraid of the mighty angel of the Lord coming before them, God's warriors? And that is exactly what we see with the shepherds. They are scared stiff. The brilliance of light signaled the glory and the presence of God, and the shepherds were filled with fear. But instead of striking them dead, instead of striking them down with their might, the angel pronounced the grand news of Christmas. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Now, in case we move over this too quickly, we must pause and understand how grand and how powerful and how magnificent this news is. It is a kind of a big deal, my friends. Thus the reason we are here today. It makes all the difference in the world. The Son of God was born and is now human. Jesus has endured 9 months in that pregnancy, in that mother's womb, and this day in the city of David, the Savior of all the mankind, was born. This baby is no ordinary baby, though, but is really God in human flesh. God coming to mankind. Yes, the Son of God was born. He cried. He became tired, and he would hunger, and he would thirst. He would bleed. He would die, and he would rise. This baby is the Christ who will suffer, die, and rise from the dead on the third day. This child is God come into the flesh to do the gritty, that bloody, that sacrificial work that we cannot do, the work of taking away sin. This Christ child was not born to climb to the highest and the fanciest glories of humankind, but came for the sin sick like you and me. He came for the rest of Israel. He came for David. He came for Peter. He came for Matthew, Paul, and the shepherds, and yes, you and me. Now, dear friends, because of sin, everything we do and say and think is stained and unclean. No matter how noble and good we have tried to be, we have all failed. Our sinful nature makes our whole life unrighteous, and so we find ourselves in the midst of misfits, nobodies, ragamuffins, and losers. We are right there with them. Ah, but my friends, it is Christmas today, is it not? It is Christmas, so therefore we take comfort. Jesus came not to keep his life to himself. He came to share it with you, and everything he has done was done for you in your place. And like the shepherds, we are not people of prestigious birth. Most of us are just common folks who live quiet and peaceable lives here in rural North Dakota. However, God has decided to make the announcement of Jesus to you through pastors and parents, other Christians, and in this church service today. Indeed, the Lord announces to you this day that a Savior was born for you and for me. Now, you have heard this. You've heard this on the highest authority from the Lord himself, from his proclaimed word, that Christ was born for you. Christ was born for sinners. He was born for misfits. He's born for nobodies and ragamuffins and losers. He was born to join you to himself. He was born to love you. He was born to go to Mount Calvary for you and win forgiveness for you in his death and resurrection. Because of Jesus' birth and his life and his death and his resurrection, your life is right. You are declared righteous in the sight of Jesus, the one who was born for you. And so this day, this Christmas day, with the shepherds, we glorify and praise God for all that he has done, what we've heard and what we've seen. Everything that we heard last night about the birth of Christ places us right alongside those shepherds. And as we hear this great news of Jesus' birth, we are granted the opportunity to sing praises to our Lord this day for the great gift of the Savior. We get to sing. We get to praise. We get to proclaim with those shepherds from long ago the meaning of the Savior's birth for all the world. It is rather contagious, is it not? The shepherds immediately, they broadcast and shared what they had heard and seen, and we cannot help but do the same this day as his beloved children. Truly, we glorify God this Christmas. We glorify God with these shepherds, knowing that God is well pleased with us in Christ, that a Savior has been born unto us. We glorify God this day that at a real time, in a real Bethlehem, there was a real birth of a real human being, and that human being is our real Savior, Jesus Christ, who rescued us from sin and death and the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. This is the real Savior whose birth we celebrate today. The Savior who came for misfits, nobodies, and losers to take us and redeem us and make us heirs, to make us his children, to make us and declare us his beloved saints. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.